and welcome to Myth Monsters. My name is Erin, and I'll be your host for these little snack bite-sized podcasts on folklore and mythical monsters from around the world. These podcasts focus on the actual cryptids, folklore, and mythic monsters from global mythology, rather than focusing on the full stories of heroes and their big adventures. I'll also be dropping in some references that they have to recent culture, and where you can see these represented in modern day content so that you can learn more and get as obsessed as I am about these absolute legends of the mythological world. I am so sorry this one is so late. Unfortunately, I caught a horrendous stomach bug at my nan's funeral last week, so one thing after another, and I'm trying to recover, but thankfully I am much, much better now. Thank you all for bearing with me, and I do have a surprise for you at the end of the episode as a thank you too, but I'll keep that till then. In other words though, we are heading over to Africa this week for a really cool cryptid, and one that's a little bit popular but also a little bit niche, so I hope you're ready for the Nandi Bear. The Nandi Bear is actually quite tricky to describe, because it's kind of an umbrella term for two different monsters. There are arguments within the cryptozoological world that they could be the same monster. Others believe that they are two different ones, but I'm going to cover the descriptions I have of both, just so that you're covered from both sides. The original Nandi Bear is described as a hyena or baboon-looking creature, with a stocky body and a sloping high back, thick brown fur, small ears, and a pointed snout. Yes, you're probably thinking, Erin, these two animals, the baboon and the hyena, are vastly different. And yes, I know that, but these key descriptors are similarities between them both. Separately though, they have different descriptions, such as the hyena-looking Nandi Bear being described as being twice the size of a normal hyena, with red eyes and sharp, long fangs. It has the spotted fur pattern that we see in normal hyenas now, and a very short and stumpy tail, as well as huge paws that leave bigger tracks than a man's, with three toes and huge inward-turned claws. The baboon-looking Nandi Bear stands at about 5 foot tall whilst on its back legs, with brown shaggy hair and a long-shaped head. Whilst their torso is incredibly hairy, the abdomen and legs are relatively hair-free, ending with paws with five toes that are equally as clawed as their brethren. Importantly though, this monster might be the one that is not the official Nandi Bear, and might be a cryptid in its own right, known as the Cadello, which is a baboon-like creature. It's very often called a Nandi Bear though, so that's why it counts as an umbrella term, and we will leave it at that. I probably will not cover the Cadello separately. You may also be thinking, it's called a Nandi Bear, so why is it not first and foremost bear-looking? This is because they have bear-like mannerisms, as they will rest on their haunches and sideways canter run, as well as being incredibly aggressive and territorial. They are carnivorous monsters, and will happily go after anything. In fact, they've been known to tear through fences and thorns to get into human settlements, as well as into farms with livestock and wild animals. For their powers, they are just built like immense killing machines, such as bears, hyenas, and baboons. They're really strong, fast, and unpredictable. They are known to hunt their prey in trees and launch on them when they walk past, and their favourite snack is brain. They will rip off the prey's scalp once they have jumped onto them, be that human or not, to get at it, which does make them slightly more creepy. The one supernatural thing about them is that they have a terrifying howl or moaning call, and they are entirely nocturnal, and that's pretty creepy too. In terms of location, the Nandi Bear are mostly from the east side of Africa, but are most commonly reported within Kenya, Uganda, and Rwanda, with the believed home nest of them to be in the Uasin-Gishu Plateau and the Nandi Hills in West Kenya. In fact, There is even a whole county named Nandi County nearby, with towns like Capsabet and Capsawar being hotspots. Can you kill one though? Yep, they're just like normal hyenas or monkeys in this sense. Whilst very intimidating and very much larger than their normal counterparts, they can still be shot, poisoned, speared, drowned, or eaten by other predators. We do also believe that they reproduce, and that Nandi bears will likely mate like monkeys and hyenas, sticking to those large family groups with alphas leading the charge. Now, their etymology is a fun one. Nandi bear is their English name, of course, if you haven't already guessed, Nandi County being the place where they were found, and mistakenly being referred to as bears back in the day. But the Kalanji name, which is the language spoken by the local Kenyan tribes, is Kemisit, which means demon. We did mention Kadelo earlier as well, but I've not actually got a translation for that, sadly. But there is another name for Nandi bear in Swahili, which is another African language, which is Nyangal, which means bloody beast. And I think that suits it quite well too. Their history is also quite interesting, and as far as we can tell, also quite recent. Although, another really important thing to note here is that this is from a country and a time during colonisation who had previously been living in tribes, so we don't know if it goes back much further through word of mouth, because folklore such as this tends to be wiped out during colonisation or protected by the local community. Which is sad, but also empowering all at once if they protect it, much like the natives do in the US. But as far as we know, the first reported sighting was back in 1905 in Kenya by Richard Meinertshagen, who was told by natives that the Nandi bear had been around since the 17th century. According to them, they were almost wiped out by an epidemic and therefore became a lot rarer than they were. During the colonial era in Kenya by the Brits between 1895 and 1920, Nandi bears were blamed for countless natives who had been found with their heads crushed and their brains eaten. However, it wasn't until 1912 that a Nandi bear was actually spotted by an outsider, when one fell for a roof and ate an entire family. The rest of the village burnt the hut with the animal inside, and apparently its skin was taken, but never found again. The most famous sighting came 1 year later in 1913, during the construction of the Magadi Railway in the previous British East Africa, when railway engineer G.W. Hicks saw one on the road to the railhead. He thought that it was a hyena, but realised eventually that this was not an ordinary creature, and I actually have an extract from his account. "It was almost on the line when I first saw it, and at that time it had already seen me and was making off at a right angle to the line. As I got closer to the animal, I saw it was not a hyena. At first, I saw it nearly broadside on. It then looked about as high as a lion. In colour, it was tawny, about like the black-maned lion, with very shaggy long hair. It was short and thick set in the body with high withers and had a short neck and stumpy nose. It did not turn to look at me, but lopped off, running with its forelegs and both hind legs rising at the same time. As I got alongside it was about 40 or 50 yards away, and I noticed it was very broad across the rump, had very short ears, and had no tail that I could see. As its hind legs came out of the grass, I noticed the legs were very shaggy right down to the feet, and that the feet seemed large." He went off to work after this as if nothing had happened, but wanted to go back and get some footprints, but unfortunately the rain had washed them away. Sad times. There were actually a load of reports of the same monster within that time frame, so people thought it was just one meaty hyena bear. There were another few sightings throughout the 20th century, one in 1914 where one was killed after killing a whole load of villagers in Capsawar, In the same year, a Nandy Bear killed a 6-year-old girl in her house, and William Hitchens, the colonial administrator, went down to hunt the beast. He heard the most awful howl he'd ever heard, and it tore down his tent and took his dog before he gave up. In 1957, in a tea estate in the Nandy Hills, Douglas Hutton shot 2 large hyenas who were described as giant forest hyenas because they were at least 3'3" in height. Following a couple of other sightings during the 1900s, the last one was in 1998, when a couple were driving around the Nandy escarpment in the rain and saw a huge animal cross the road in front of them. They initially thought it was a bear, but on closer inspection saw that it was a hyena with stripes that was much, much bigger than a normal hyena. But the Nandy Bear hasn't been seen since. There have been no official report of it since the 1990s, so it's one of our very rare cryptids that doesn't have any more recent sightings and might even fall into a folklore space soon enough if it doesn't come out of its hiding. Of course, this is the part where I debunk the myth and compare it to what it could be in reality. We don't even really have to mention it, but it's most likely the hyena. The spotted hyena, brown hyena, or giant hyena are the biggest and most common hyena species around this area. They are scavengers though, and they don't really bother humans unless they are already dead. But they are very intimidating animals, especially in packs with their little giggle growls. Another one they could be is the black honey badger, which is a much larger species of honey badger and gets significantly darker as they age, as well as having that cute little pig-like nose. But in most of these instances, scientists turn to fossils, and they believe that it might be an extinct animal, such as the Dinopithecus, which was a prehistoric monkey-type creature who walked on all fours and had a hunched back, as well as having huge teeth. Or it could be the Calicothere, which was a type of prehistoric giraffe slash horse that only really ate grass and leaves, so I don't think it's very believable. Their closest relatives are actually still around, the Okapi, which are really cute herbivorous donkey type animals. For other mythical monsters though, you might remember me talking about the Krakota recently, which was an Indian hyena myth that shared a lot of similar traits to this one, and sometimes was spotted in Ethiopia in Africa. A ravenous hyena who would feast on people. However, the big difference here is that the Krakota had a voice mimicking ability, which the Nandy Bear does not. There is also another man-eating hyena monster in Africa called the Malawi Terror Beast, which terrorised Malawi in 2003 and supposedly prompted military action to get rid of it after it killed 3 people and disfigured 16 more. We might actually cover this one in a later episode, so I won't give too much away, but it's quite similar to the Nandy Bear. But moving on to modern media, we don't really have anything specifically for this one, but I can recommend some evil hyena media instead, like I did with the Krakota, because everyone loves an evil hyena, even a singing one. For art, there is a painting of one from 1961, just called Nandy Bear, by A. McWilliams, but otherwise, there isn't much out there this week, I'm afraid. But I'd really recommend looking over some of the independent art this week for some really scary adaptations of this huge hyena. In movies, we have The Lion King, Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn, A Warrior's Tale, The Lord of the Rings, Madagascar, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, Bedknobs and Broomsticks, Batman Beyond, Return of the Joker, Nosferatu, Duck Soup, The Jungle Book, Mowgli, and Jumanji The New Level. For TV, we have Harley Quinn, Gargoyles, Agretsuko, Octonauts, Doraemon, One Piece, Tailspin, Chip and Potato, The Batman, Killing Bites, The Jungle Book, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Jungle Cubs, The New Adventures of Batman, Sonic the Hedgehog, The Wild Thornberrys, and The Lion Guard. For video games, we have ones such as League of Legends, Dragon Age Inquisition, Kingdom Rush, Warframe, Pokemon, Warcraft, World of Warcraft, Baldur's Gate 3, Extra Power Giant Fist, Buck Saturday Morning Cartoon Apocalypse, The Lion King, Assassin's Creed Origins, Injustice 2, and Songs of Conquest. My book recommendation this week is Tales of East Africa by Jamila Akubo for some really great stories on this part of the African continent, including both the Krakota and the Nandi Bear. Or there's Adventures in Cryptozoology by Richard Freeman, because this book is fantastic if you're into cryptids of any kind. But now it's time for Do I Think They Existed? I'm going to say a frank no to this one, but only on the concept that this realistically is just a really big hyena. I totally agree that they may have existed as a thing, but I think they were just a really big thing that lived a long time ago. What I don't understand is why they're still called bears, because whilst I understand the gait and the size and the running style of them being bear-like, a lot of things just point more to them being hyena-like. It is really similar to the Krakota in this way though. It just seems to be a really inflated story of a hyena who got really big, or potentially there was a species of them that were much larger back in the early 20th century, but we are yet to see one in the modern day. We've also not seen one since the 90s, so the last sighting is almost as old as me, which makes me feel sad because as I get older, I too feel closer to extinction if I go outside into the midst of the wider public. But in all seriousness, I love this monster, and I love hyenas. I think they're really creepy, and I'd totally pet one if it would let me get close enough and not bite my arm off. They do look quite fluffy. Maybe you could domesticate one enough to pet it, kind of like foxes, but I'm just thinking out loud now. What do you think though? Did the Nandi Bear roam the dark Kenyan nights looking for brains? Let me know on Twitter, I would love to know what you think. A really fun cryptid this week though, and this one has been in my cover list for a really long time. It's actually on a poster in my study where I write all of these, so I'm glad it's finally got a home within the podcast too. Now, I said I had a surprise for you, and that is to counter the lack of episodes last week. So as a thank you, I'm releasing the next episode tomorrow to catch up. Yes, double feature, baby. This should have been the episode that you got this week, but instead you're getting last week's one, so I'm releasing both. We are heading over to Japan for the first time in ages and looking at a cute but really deadly yokai to humans. I hope you've got a jingly ball and a couple of cat treats ready before the Nikomata eats you instead tomorrow. For now though, thank you so much for listening. It's been an absolute pleasure. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give it a rating on the service you are listening on. I've got the Twitter for any questions or suggestions on what monsters to cover next, and I'd really love to hear from you. The social media handles for TikTok, YouTube, Threads, and Instagram are Myth Monsters Podcast, and the Twitter is Myth Monsters Pod. But all of our content can always be found at mythmonsters.co.uk, and you can also find us on Good Pods, Buy Me a Coffee, and Patreon if you want to help me fund the podcast too. Come join the fun though, share this with your pals. They might love me as much as you do. But for now, stay spooky, and I'll see you later, babes.